Yeah, hi. How are you?
Yes, hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I lost you. I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
I was
I'm in
just
Irving.
asking. Yeah, I was just asking. You can't use any of these articles that are
We have, sir. We have used some of them. If you look into the draft, we have utilized some of the sources to create the content for your profile, just to bag the information. And obviously, you do have mid-tier sources, but obviously, we need some, notable articles as well about your profile that should meet the standards. Because if we try to submit this information right now, it has a
Okay, so then
chance.
let me ask you another question. Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
I need, in addition to what you found, another 10 to 15 mid-tier and another 4 to 5
No,
top tier. Is that
there are
correct?
two options. Either you go with 10 to 15 mid-tier, or you can create 4 to 5 top tier. So the choice is
In
yours,
addition to what you already have.
in addition to what you have right now online.
Okay. So, and you're telling me that with those articles, you can get me a Wikipedia profile, no problem.
Yes, because if you meet the requirements, obviously then there's no hassle in creating the page. Right now, I did discuss this with the editor who will submit the page. He mentioned that if we try to do that right now with the current information, there is a chance that it can get rejected or deleted after it's being live. So that's why we recommended you these publications. So once the page goes up, there should be no hassles coming in the future for any edits being made on your profile.
Right, and to be honest with you, I mean, I don't know who wrote the current draft about me, but it's pretty weak. I mean, I think I could have written a much better draft, you
No, it
know.
can improve, but this is generated based upon the information we have gathered. But this is nothing finalized, I would say. It's obviously an
Right.
initial draft. Edits you can be done, revisions can be done. So that's not the problem. The
Right.
problem is to get the notability
Okay, so then
requirements
let me
filled.
ask you another question. So what is when I bought what's called 100% ghostwriting, what does that mean?
Ghostwriting means that it won't be shown that this is done by yourself, the submission for Wikipedia. It's done independently.
Okay. And how so what are you suggesting I would have to pay in addition
Sir,
to what
the
I already
sign-up fee,
have.
as you know, is $7.99, right? For the page submission, revisions, and everything included. But obviously, the publications are not covered. So that will be either you can create it yourself. It's not compulsory if you need to do that with us. But if you need our assistance, we can talk to the PR agency that we work with. It's not something happened for the first time. Many people come to us from different, fields of work they're into, authors, musicians, entrepreneurs, businesses. So if the
So
requirements are
you,
fulfilled, we get the page up. If there's further requirements coming before the submission, we let the client know. And we have, worked upon publications previously.
So, okay, so why don't you speak to them and you let me know what it's going to cost?
Well, sir, for that, I need to sign you up, right?
Well, Michael, let's be honest.
And you
If
should
you
know
come
we
back
are
to me,
working with a company, and of course, I have people to answer to, right? And of course,
Yes,
what
but
happened
Michael,
between the
let me
conversation,
explain you something.
you message the
Yeah,
merchant
let me
and we
explain
should
you
make up.
something. Right. So, first of all, let me clear the air about that. I had a conversation with MK Affiliates because when the charges came through, I had no idea who they were. And I got my credit card statement a few days ago. And when I called them up, they explained that they were with Wiki, whatever, WikiScribe. Okay. So then that's at the same time that I had my emails with you. And I also emailed Justin, and he has never emailed me back. I don't know why. Okay. So I spoke to MK Affiliates. There was a gentleman that was there. And I said to him, oh, I didn't know it was this. And in fact, I was trying to get in touch with you and I was having problems. And I asked him, I said, if I wanted to cancel the service, is that difficult to do? And he said, no. I said, okay, I'll let you know. And then he went ahead apparently and canceled the service without my permission. In any event, let's move it forward for a second. One of two things are going to happen. You're either going to come back to me and say, Mark, it's going to be XYZ to create the publications. And it may or may not be within my budget, or it may be in my budget. I don't know. So if it's outside my budget, I probably will not proceed forward.
You can let me know your budget right now.
Well, I don't know what it is until you come back to me. So I play that game with people too. But what you need to do is you need to go and ask them approximately what it's going to cost to publish either the 4 to 5 top tier or the 10 to 15 mid tier. And then you need to give me 24 hours to think about it, okay? Because obviously,
you have the order with us, by the way. Let me be very honest with you on this, right? The order with us, sir. The order is canceled already. But we are trying
Yes, no, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. I got an email that they refunded me the money.
So
I'm aware of that.
What I'm
going to
do right
yeah.
now, obviously, as per you asking about the cost involved, if you want to have the page, what will be the charges, mm-hmm. including the publications and your initial sign-up, I will send you the details in the next 30 or within an hour. Okay, let me just go ahead and speak to them, and I'll send you the details.
Okay.
In the end, the choice is yours, if you want to go with us or not. But obviously, we can work on this. It's up to you as well, what you want to do.
I understand. My only point was this. It was accidentally canceled. It was not my request.
But you know that we take our clients seriously.
Well, I don't know that yet.
So you have the money,
sir.
You gave me the money right away.
No, that's fine. That's not my question. Mm-hmm. My question is this. One of two things are going to happen, right? There's no sense in me signing up until I know the next steps and what it's going to cost.
Yeah, what you're signing
me.
Up for. Okay.
Exactly. And I'll be honest with you. I was under the impression that there would not be any additional costs, that it would be $7.99 to get the Wikipedia profile up there on Wikipedia. I didn't realize that, and it was never made clear to me, and nobody ever explained to me that, by the way, we checked out your profile.
That's an issue from our end as well, but obviously we are here to resolve it. So me just go ahead.
So that's exactly why I'm suggesting, before I go ahead and I sign up again,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, I don't have a problem doing that, and then finding out that it's going to be beyond what I considered to be reasonable to get this done and then asking for a refund again, that would be stupid of me to do that. So I'm saying I have no problem signing up again. No problem at all. But at least this time, let me know in a... Yes, exactly. Let me know what the real costs are. It's not going to be $7.99. Okay. Okay, that's fine. I'm a business person, but at least give me...
Are aware of it now, how much you need for the publications part? So I'll send you the details of the both options with the sign-up fee, and we can try to negotiate a deal for you in which you either will accept or not. That's totally your choice to make. But obviously, if we are giving you an option of creating this, that means we can do it for you. So in the end, obviously, it's up to you.
Right. I mean, I'm guessing, you know, but remember something, Michael, too, that I'm not blaming you, but I think somebody should speak to Justin. Justin was very quick to sign me up, right? And I asked him the different packages, because when I first spoke to him, he gave me many different packages, okay? And I asked him, he gave me the professional package, the startup package, he gave me the basic package,
mm-hmm.
and then he went from the basic package down even lower, okay, mm-hmm. to a package called to $7.99. So
it's a basic
all I was trying to do from Justin is to find out what my cost would be net-net to get the Wikipedia profile up. I thought The price he quoted me included everything, getting me up on the site. I thought
if you look
he
at
looked
the package,
at my profile.
There are no articles involved in it. If they were,
yes,
they would have mentioned.
Correct. Now, when I spoke to him, and I asked him about the articles, because I'm looking at the 6 top-tier articles, Notability Enhancement.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have thought he would turn to me and would have said, hey, Mr. Stroll, Mark, you know, let me explain you something. You don't have any top-tier articles. Or any mid-tier article.
The thing
you need
is,
3 to 4. No.
Let me just give you some information about it. At the point of contact on, you can say, when we are taking order, we always look into the eligibility first. Because if you are eligible, then you can get the page. If you are not, then the next step comes into play. That is the notability. As per the initial research he must have done, he thought that you are eligible, you can get the page. Because eligibility gets you the page. It's just that you need to work. If there's a requirement coming for notability, then, of course, we let you know.
Right. Well, clearly he was wrong, right? So that's why we're talking.
Yeah, so that's not a problem. So let me just go ahead and give you the details, and then you can let me know what you do with the project.
Okay, but just to be clear, I don't need articles for me or my website because I already have that. And I don't know what the social media account verification is, but we do have Facebook, Twitter, and
But that does not help you for Wikipedia.
LinkedIn. Okay, that's fine. I only need things that help me for Wikipedia.
Yes,
that's it.
And that's the main focus, sir, of you signing
yeah.
up. So let me obviously go ahead and talk to the team and send you the details before the end of the day.
Okay. But and it was a very good call, and I think we got a lot accomplished, but understand that I think that a lot of the confusion,
I understand where you're coming from, sir. I understand what your questions or your queries about.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you want to go ahead with this, you need to know everything involved.
Yeah, exactly. And, again, I'm more than happy to get involved because I do want a Wikipedia post up there. Did you happen to take a look at the one I sent you about Michael Wiles?
I have already looked into it, sir.
Yeah, okay.
He was,
if
you look into his account, just to give you information, his page, I'm looking at the details, he created this page back in 2011. Okay, and it's been like more than, you can say, 10 years this page has been created. The final thing that you're looking at right now, multiple edits have been done on his profile. Obviously, the work that he's been doing and currently doing right now. So everything is there. So it's a very comprehensive profile. And he gets very good publications coming about him through different cases. And he has about 162 references. So that's a lot. And and his page...
Michael's a superstar. I know Michael. Michael has a very... You know, Michael's well-known, his father's well-known, and he does a lot of very high-profile clients. I do that, too, but my problem is that I cannot publicize my high-profile clients because if I do that, I'll get in trouble because he's an immigration attorney. He gets their permission to publish their information on his website.
So obviously,
I'm
permission
not
has to be taken, sir, for publications.
Right. I'm not allowed to do that. The AICPA will not allow me to do that. So I can go ahead.
Well, what we can do, obviously, what's the main focus is to publish a page about you to create awareness on good platforms about you, covering your profile. Like, obviously, getting, high professional case itself, it's a notability thing. But obviously, if you are not allowed to mention their names, but still the story can be created. About you, dedicated to the work that you do. So that's not an issue. The main thing is the coverage you're getting from which platforms.
Right.
Like,
good.
Not everybody
okay,
will write
well,
about you, sir. Like, obviously, we have to submit an information application, and they let us know if they can do it or not. they look into the profile as well. Because if I'm quoting you at top-tier publications, like, for example, a news or magazine, LA Tribune or NY Weekly, these kind of publications, we submit your information to them. And if they give us the approval, then we can get you on there.
You mean about the next step you're about to take about quoting me for the top tier versus
top
the mid
tier? Just telling you, coverage can be done. That's not a problem. Obviously,
okay.
If you are not getting news by yourself, press can be generated. But obviously, we do it in a way that it is independent, not paid marketing, not press releases, blogs. We are not going to do that, but independent coverage, independent publishers, or journalists writing about you.
Right. Okay. I'll wait to hear from you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is to send you the details, and then we can move from there.
Okay. And you could keep it brief. It doesn't have to be too long. Like I said, no,
sir, I have to explain you, so I have to write it down.
Right. No, but that's fine. Okay. So, okay, very good. So I appreciate your call, and I'll look forward to hearing from you. Okay?
And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good evening.